Among the many businesses impacted by Hurricane Lane is a used book and record store called Still Life. Owner Royce Wilson is grateful for his friends who have come to his rescue and who are starting a GoFundMe page, as the shop owner and his landlord do not have flood insurance. Wilson is frustrated that he can't stop the water seeping through concrete walls in the building. His landlord has some pumps going, and the fire department has helped reduce the flooding. But he's frustrated that he can't file a claim for damages just yet.
It had almost 4 feet of water in it, and all, I mean, years of me collecting great literature and history and philosophy and art books and Hawaiiana and vinyl records like the Beatles and Stones and Clapton and the Allman Brothers, all great used stuff. It's probably 60% of it's completely trashed and just soaked in water. And now my landlord is, who also lives in the building on the top floor, his name's Ryan Lewis, and he's been using sump pumps and renting sump pumps and with fire hose type stuff, and the fire department came and pumped some water out for us, but it's still, we got it down from 3 feet to about 2 inches now, but it keeps climbing and climbing and climbing. It's just groundwater keeps coming up through a foot and a half concrete floor and concrete walls, and just wrecked my entire business. So
it sounds like you just can't get a break over there.
I don't, and today it's coming again, and we just pumped some more water out, and now it's coming back in. And I've been in business off and on in downtown Hilo for almost 20 years. I've moved three different times. This time I moved into a large basement space, which had cheap rent about 4 years ago, and I had no idea that this was going to happen to me. But it did. And what's really interesting is trying to get help from the government. Is nobody knows what the other, tail of the donkey doesn't know what the head is doing,
Well, so what happened on the first day?
First day, water started seeping in at the bottom of the concrete walls, right at the seam where it touched the floor. And we took photographs of it all. I mean, my landlord did. And it just kept coming in and coming in. And then there's sump pumps underneath the floor, and we tried to kept pushing water into a channel that went down to the sump pump, but the pump was helpless. We kept pushing it with brooms, three or four people for 2 or 3 hours, and it just kept getting higher and higher and higher, and we finally quit. I mean, it's like a surrealistic scene. I'm trudging through 2 feet of water yesterday, and looking at a Carly Simon album and a Paul Simon and an Elvis album and a Stones and the Beatles and
you're going to make me cry.
Oh, I was crying. And they're floating by me, and then right next to them is an Albert Camus novel like The Stranger or a Hemingway book, Death in the Afternoon, and they're all, and as I push my way through with my legs, and it's totally dark down there. We can't have, there's no windows, and we can't leave the power on because somebody might get electrocuted or something, and I've been trying to get records. I raised a whole bunch of records up from bottom shelves and put them up really high, and about five friends, one of them showed up with a U-Haul trailer without me even asking. I mean, a van, and I didn't even ask for it, and I rented a storage room out in KL in Shipman Park, and $109, and I got managed to save about maybe 1,500 to 2,000 records that were still dry. The other half of them were on bottom shelves, and they're just trashed. Once the jackets and the albums have water on them, they're history. And the bottom two shelves of books, or maybe the bottom three shelves, are just ruined. All kinds of fabulous poetry and history and ancient history and Hawaiiana, children's books just floating around.
It sounds like you're swimming in your inventory.
Yeah, my inventory was probably worth $15,000 to $20,000 at wholesale, but at the price that I paid for it. But on retail, it's worth a lot more than that. But we don't have flood insurance. It's not in our business policies. And my landlord doesn't have flood insurance. And so what's really, I mean, I can handle, I'm 74 years old, so this is, well, I turned 74 in 2 days, so it's not a great birthday present for me, but I still own my house, and it's not flooded. It's in a safe area. But it's hard for, I don't look 74, I look like 54, but it's still, I feel 74. It's really a tough experience to go through. But I went to the FEMA Disaster Recovery Center in Pahoa, and there were probably 15 to 30 people sitting there, and mostly in the little blue shirts from FEMA, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, we can't help you. The presidential emergency declaration has not taken effect yet. We don't want to turn the lights on or anything because we don't want any electrical stuff because of trudging around the water, it could be dangerous. So we wear headlamps and use flashlights and stuff to try to save what's left.
Wow.
It's a real surrealistic situation. It's just, and pretty tragic in a lot of ways.
That was Royce Wilson of Still Life Books and Records, located in a waterfront basement shop in downtown Hilo, talking about his frustration that waters continue to soak his shop.